We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're preparing for the future.
Because like I said, you look at, like I said, you know, Florida and Louisville were the top two teams last year in the ACC. And when that Jordan Travis kid went, and they played
they dropped to the bottom of the ACC.
I mean, so, I'm like, you look at.
But that's the difference between Florida State and us. Even last year is that Florida State was made and not made through a quarterback. We're built this year, quarterback, we can start Kenny, we can start CJ, we can start Angeli, and still get the same results. That's the difference of why I think there's no excuse to lose that first game, let alone any other game the rest of the season. You can't tell me Texas A&M is going to be two or three deep by the time we get to game one. Ain't no way.
It shouldn't be.
Ain't no way. They might have one good unit, maybe. But continuity on that side, I don't think so. But for us, it's just a matter of which game are we going to celebrate at? Because we got about 9 opportunities for home game. Like maybe we go to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium because that's going to be a home game.
Oh yeah,
against Georgia Tech. Yeah, I mean, I think this is where Marcus Freeman gets his gold statue because this is gold statue season. Because he's going to win the championship. And if you ain't won one since 88, you automatically get a statue. I just think that just comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have the winningest quarterback of all time come through since 88. You didn't have the winningest coach of all time come through since 88. This is a playoff structure. Never happened before. So Marcus Freeman win the first one ever? Oh, yeah, you got to give him a statue.
Oh, my God.
He can retire after this year.
Gosh, what's the guy's name that does the statues? I don't get his name. He's a known guy. That's what he does. So
you got to call him up. You got to start looking at him now. Be like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes booked the Airbnb next to the future Super Bowl a year in advance.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
He knew they was going to be.
He's already there.
He said he told Jalen Hurts, I already booked my a year ago. That's why I'm so close. I ride bikes over here. You gotta get booked all the way out of town.
You got an Uber.
Yeah, you got an Uber. I'm over here bike riding because I knew I was gonna be here. We got the pool set up. So yeah, that's how Marcus Freeman has to look at this season. This is gold statue year. You got the easiest schedule, the best fitted program at this time. It's just right. It's just right.
Yeah, I like the OC hire. That one, Dimbrock.
The only question on offense is we still have to have and identify who that X factor, who those dudes are. I don't want to go into this season talking about Jordan Faison's our number one playmaker. No. We done recruited too much. We done got guys developed too often for a guy that's playing lacrosse to be our number one player.
Well, you got to remember, Greathouse got hurt.
Yeah, but I'm saying we got transferred.
To me, that's the guy you're going to, set your sights on because, again, God willing, he stays healthy. That kid can make some plays.
Oh, yeah. And I would love to see some veteran receivers, the JTs and the Coseleys.
Cozy. I think you'll be great
to find some impact. I don't think they're going to be featured. I think they can find some value, though.
Yeah. Well, again, and I think he got dinged up a little bit too, but with Jaden Thomas, early in the year, him and Greathouse started off on fire.
Jaden Thomas got too heavy though. I think he been enjoying them pregame meals a little bit too much. He had to cut his hair to try to play off some of that weight, but he's about a couple cheeseburgers from putting that hand in the ground at tight end, which would be okay.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I thought he was a tight end. He's a receiver. I was like, he was a tight end. Hey, my bad.
He might
have looked like he was 230. He got to be that. He was a solid 230, 235.
Easily, too. He don't got no speed like that. He's got to be. He'll be a great matchup versus a linebacker.
Yeah, he was big physical guy. But like I said, just watching, again, I hadn't seen any receiver until Jaden Greathouse that actually, stemmed a defender and broke away.
I actually gave some receiver routes and techniques.
I'm like, wow, was that a route? Did he just run a route? Did he create separation in his route?
Micah Gilbert, he'll run them routes. Micah Gilbert going to give you some routes. KK Smith going to give you some routes.
Hey,
Chris Mitchell gonna catch the ball and give you some run.
And that's the thing about it. It's like, again, I just don't trust freshmen. Don't trust them.
Dredge is speaking from experience because he wouldn't. Dredge wouldn't trust himself as a freshman.
Hey, no, I didn't.
Hold on. You trusted Q Nelson?
Okay, that's the difference.
Okay. I'm just making sure we can connect
on a whole. Again, but that surprised me because I didn't trust him. He's a freshman. And he surprised me. I was like, oh, okay. So another one, Ben Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
I know played with his dad. I didn't trust Ben.
Red, Mike Mickens has done enough. He's pretty much shown you every year he gets one freshman ready. Last year was Christian Gray.
Can't do it.
Leonard Moore.
Can't do it.
You still can't trust him? No. Even though Mike Mickens has shown you consistently, I get these freshmen ready to play.
No, hey, I get it, but I can't trust freshmen. Just can't do it. Can't do it.
Scout team.
Special teams. Huh? But when you get it done, you have to earn that trust. And that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen
his Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan don't talk to no rookies.
but when you get it done, again, Ben Morrison, after about 3-4 games, I'm like, oh, okay. He's that dude. I trust him now. But start the season, I'm not trusting the freshman. Can't do it.
No trust of the freshman. Okay, that's just the standard.
Until you perform and get it done, okay. I gotta see the product on the field that I gotta be able to trust that you can get it done. And it takes more than one game to develop that trust. So that's what I said. 3-4 games in, if you still doing it, all right, I'm rocking with you. But just coming out the gate, can't trust a freshman. You just can't do it. Just not gonna happen.
And Mike Singletary,
it's not personal.
Can't do it. Just can't.
It's not personal. It's not personal.
And we're with him.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here. If you get it done, great. If you don't, hey, you'll get there. You'll get there. But just not right now. Not right now.
What's your, if you had an early prediction of how this season goes, and maybe I heard you say it a little bit earlier, you feel like this is a one-loss undefeated team in the regular season?
This should be an undefeated team, period.
Period. It's not even no second guess. It's like there's no way. I've never seen a schedule this easy.
Miami of Ohio had success this past year in the MAC, but it should not be. It better not be a Marshall. We cannot have enough. And this is why this is the most important thing from Coach Freeman and the staff is to get the guys up and ready to play week to week. That and again, that 3-week stretch is where if they can come through that 3-week stretch and playing to the level they're capable of playing and not to the level of their opponent, all right. But it starts with getting them through that 3-week stretch. Because they're going to be ready for A&M because, again, brand name, you're playing in a hostile environment. You know, they're going to be locked and loaded and ready to go. But when they come off of that first week, come home and play Northern Illinois.
That's what I'm saying.
That's dangerous, though.
But see, wait a minute. You tell the story. If that was the case and it was Coach Holtz, that would be the worst week of practice.
It would be
the absolute worst week of practice.
I mean, I'm pissed off. We were pissed off because if we ever had a stretch of games like that, because practice is going to be just ridiculous. And I'm pissed off because it's like I'm pissed off at whoever made the schedule. You want the tough game because.
But how would you approach it in 2024, though? These kids ain't going to look for no tough practice. They'll be like, Coach, we playing Northern Illinois. Coach, will we? How you
this, think Marcus? This goes back to you know, making sure you ain't well conditioned. So because it is here, the game when you're playing those types of games, it's all here. If you allow yourself to take a playoff, then you're willing to take another playoff. Then you're willing to take another playoff. Because again, if you're not being pressed, you got to press yourself. This is where, again, I'm not a coach, so I can't sit there, but I will say this. If I have a group of young men that I'm coaching, you're going to be stressed the entire practice because I have to drill into your head that you have to be on edge at all times. Because if you have a letdown, that's when you get got. So you have to go into, because again, we're trained to play, you know, in 7 to 8 second intervals. And you have to be able to like say, boom, I have to lock in 8 seconds. So all of my attention, all of my focus is zeroed in. Boom. Then you have that downtime during the huddle or whatever. But then reset, reload, lock in mentally. Because the mind controls the body. If you can visualize yourself doing something, again, you have to practice doing it, though. But if you can consistently visualize yourself making plays, you know, throwing the ball where it's supposed to be, making the right block, tackling, consistently making the catch, running, like I said, right footwork is running back, making sure you're pressing the hole. it has to be mentally ingrained in you to say, this is what I do. And you have to do it consistently, play in and play out. Not one play here, one play there. And that's when you're playing, you know, for us, Michigan was a big rival. USC was a big rival because they were good. And you were locked in because this is like, hey, not beating it. But when we were playing Navy, Purdue, like, you know, your mind wanders. You cannot let that happen. Every play matters. Every team matters. And that's the mindset you have to ingrain and drill into these young men. And if they get the, you know, whining, I'm like, I got Coach Prime is, I'm a big fan.
You be watching YouTube.
That was like I said, hey, if you can't do it the right way every time, no excuses. Don't give yourself an excuse. And that's in practice. Every day, lock in. So when you get to the game, it's easy because it's muscle memory. You're working off of what you know to be the gospel. Mm-hmm. When you step on that field, we never had a mindset that, hey, there was never the option of losing did not exist. We could be down 10 points in the fourth quarter. In our mind, we're going to find a way to win. And that starts with the proper mindset. And that has to be something that you do every day. And that right there is the critical aspect of coaching. When you can do that, when you can get a young man, young woman to lock in play after play, you know, if something's going to go bad, you know, something's going to go wrong. But how do you respond? Do you start worrying about, oh, well, that's happened now. This is going to, no. Okay, that's gone. Boom. Lock in. Let's go to the next play, and let's go. That 8-second interval. I got to be locked in, loaded, and I cannot afford to slip up. Don't give yourself that option. And if you do that on a consistent basis, that's when you have success. Even when you hit an obstacle, you maintain that mindset that I can't lose. And that's where, again, just I go back to the Ohio State game. I mean, that just why are we running?
Let me read.
And you have Ardrick Estime, who's just rolling through Ohio State.
I came on the show, post game show, and said, "Yo, Marcus Freeman and that staff owe those young men an apology. They play way too hard not to come away with a W in that game."
Yeah.
I just felt like, look, dude, yeah, we missed opportunities by players. You can say anything you want. That's the game that I'm like, yo, that's on the stack. Like, there's no way you should have lost that game. And that includes with, I felt like, with subpar play or average play from the quarterback, average play calling. Everything that you can throw in the mix is a gumbo of mistakes. 10 men on the field at the end of the game, dropped interceptions, all of that.
Can't do it. That's where I want to see the growth in Marcus as a coach. Do not, again, you tell, it's your fault. You own it and do it. But when you're behind closed doors, we are all accountable. You apologize, but saying, hey, you know the situation. Staff, everybody has to be held accountable every play. And when you know that your coach is accountable, you know you're accountable, it's all about stepping up on a consistent, And that's the thing about it. You're not going to need any heroics. It's not even heroic. That's what makes Patrick Mahomes so special. Because did you watch that quarterback Netflix deal?
Yeah.
He practices that stuff. It's not, and again, it's you know, when we see it, it's like, dang.
He's definitely allowed to practice that stuff because he couldn't practice that stuff on any other team. Patrick Mahomes couldn't be for the Titans if he practicing that stuff.
But the thing about it is, that's what makes Andy Reid so special. That's what makes that staff special. So the offensive line coach, he's a Notre Dame grad. I know him well. Andy Heck.
Yeah.
And it's like it's not rocket science. I mean, keep it simple. And you work on the things you need to work on. You work on it every day. And you know what makes the best offensive line? The one you don't hear about.
I didn't hear anything about that till he played him. Mike Mayock played him on the thing.
You look at when your offensive line is really good, you don't know them because you're not getting penalties called on them, no false starts, and they work as a unit. Football is the consummate team sport. It requires 11 individuals to play as a harmonious group to where everything has to be, you have to do your job because you're part of a greater whole. And again, why is that package? The things that Mahomes does, it's works within the framework of the team, of that offense. And yeah, it looks, you know, crazy and just like, how did he do that? But the guys that he plays with, they have to be in a position to be on the receiving end of those throws, of those plays. And you do that because, again, he practices like it's second nature. It looks phenomenal, but he's practiced it where it's second nature. And that's where you got to work to get, especially young players, because, like I said, that's why I don't trust freshmen. I don't know where they're coming from.
It's in the philosophy.
I don't know what their background is.
You know, well, you recruited them.
Right. Okay. Now, when you're recruiting a kid, you see the film, and they're making plays. Do you know? Are you on the field with them? Do you know their practice habits? A lot of these high school coaches ain't going to tell you the truth. No way. Because they want to get their kids to the next level.
Right.
And that's why I don't trust any of the recruiting
services.
I need you know what I need to see? I want to see a kid when they're struggling. How do you respond when adversity hits? That's when you know what kind of player you're going to get. When things are tough, when things are hard, that's when you know, hey, how did they respond? I don't want to see the highlight film. I want to see a game when you had to dig deep, when you had to battle, because that's who you're going to get. How did that person respond to adversity? That's when you know the kind of player you're going to get.
Lucky Lefty Podcast, the one and the only Reggie Brooks joining us today. Reg, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. It's 73 here in Chicago. We thank you for sending some of that Dallas, Texas weather up here.
Anytime.
We greatly appreciate you. And we'll have you back on real soon. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Reggie.
The one and only Reggie Brooks right here, Lucky Lefty Podcast. Hey, look. He is the best source for everything when it comes to knowing the administration, knowing the football side, knowing the coaching side. Once again, we thank him for giving us the diagnosis of the football program in totality coming out of this spring. And I hope Notre Dame fans, I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was really fabulous to hear from him, Lef.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially get the insider scoop, seeing that the university values or doesn't value athletics over academics. They can't supersede each other, which is good insight on why I always say we choose not to win championships.
Yeah, but you know, they got tennis up out of there. I think lacrosse is probably going to keep that area, though. Lacrosse deserves to keep that field right next to the indoor facility. I think lacrosse is good. Baseball is probably good.
No, the sports, I think if we just had the mindset of the truth, we fund you guys. You guys got to let us run roughshod over this thing to increase what y'all like getting as a benefit from the football tree. Mm-hmm. But you also know that it's still a choice. It's like we choose whether we want to win or not. Not the looseness of can we? We can. We just have to choose to, which is what Notre Dame is in control of their own destiny for.
And I think Reggie pointed out, like, yo, when I was in administration, I was fighting for us to lead the way at NIL. I wanted us to lead the way at NIL. I felt like it was an opportunity for us to set the standard that's coming into play. We could have done that years ago. It was really good to hear him say.
It took 10 years to get
for the women to get their facility. Women's basketball.
That's a hard fight.
Hey, man. You have to, hey, even a rock can't withhold dropping water. You know, allow water to drop on a rock over time, eventually. It's going to split the rock. So, you know, that is what is taking place, right? That rock that once was, man, no, we're not going to invest like that. We're not going to do this. That rock seems to be splitting. The new facility and some other things on the horizon that Reggie Brooks pointed out, greatly appreciated. Left fans are in the chat. As always, we have a super chat. Let's get to it, man. I got Truman, Theodore Dumel, as always, tapping in. Thank you for the super chat. Thoughts on the draft and UDFA Notre Dame players and how they fit within their new teams. Look, man, the defensive guys need to give a little bit of their money, a percentage of that money to Al Golden. If Al Golden needs a defensive coordinator, Maris and JD do not. Yes.
JD, give them 10%.
Yes.
Because, man, did Al Golden do something for you?
He made them look real good, got them ready. And like you said, Notre Dame prepares you. I've been saying this for years, bro. I work on the NFL side, covered the NFL side. Look. Coaches in the NFL love Notre Dame players, bro.
That's right.
I wasn't shocked that Jim Harbaugh got a couple of Notre Dame guys. Wasn't shocked at all.
Yeah, I mean, Cam and Jawal.
Yeah, Chris O'Leary being on the staff probably helped, especially in Cam Hart's case. But, you know, good coaches like Notre Dame. San Francisco, good organization. They like Notre Dame. Winning organization, the Cowboys, they like Notre Dame players.
Cowboys, the Raiders, the Vikings, the Ravens. Yeah. Chicago like Notre Dame players.
Yeah, I need to do a better job of making sure they get the good ones though.
Wait, whoa. Sam was a good one for y'all. What are you talking about?
That's questionable. That's questionable.
He just signed again to Denver. So shout out to Sam.
Oh no, Sam was always gonna stay in the league.
Yeah, he's going to stay in the league.
Centers in the league have to be extremely smart. What's the rule they say? The closer to the ball, the smarter you have to be in the NFL. The closer you are, you start to the ball, the smarter you have to be. And then the further you get away from the ball, you know, it is what it is. But thank you for the super chat. Chat is lit as always. Conversations going all over the place. I actually put my microphone on mute so I could listen to like the first minute.
I didn't get a chance to listen yet. Don't tell me.
After the first minute, I was like, "Oh, we got action."
Now
I'm
like six.
Yeah, we got action. We definitely have action. And
that's right.
I'm listening to every podcast today. Joe Budden, academics. Yeah. I'm nerding out today.
The beef is up
I'm nerding out today. And he, from what I see on Twitter, he alluded to in the lyrics that he has a back-to-back ready. Kendrick's about to drop two in a row based upon the lyrics.
Get him out of here.
The on certain interpretations.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a good day for rap media.
These young bucks in the NBA are trying to get Bron out of here like these cats are trying to get Drake up out of here. It's almost
goodness. Yeah, that transition is looking real crazy. But their teams are also trash. Like Golden State's trash this year. The Lakers ran up against the champs. So it's like, okay, you play the first round championship.
That sexy red line was fun. And look. Sexy Red caught some strays.
I got hold on. Don't tell me about the song. I gotta go listen to it.
No, you know the smartest man, J. Cole. Once again, young man, you made the best move.
Yeah, he got out of there.
You got out the way. You got because you knew
he got out the way. He caught some strays.
Man, hey Jermaine, I salute you, brother. There's nothing wrong with knowing. Man, I need to step away from this. This is not my scene.
It's about to get ugly.
Roosevelt, I don't respect your football acumen, so I definitely don't respect your hip-hop acumen.
Oh, look.
This dude goes way too hard for a coach that's not even over 500, so I can't.
Oh, man. Not bad.
Until Cristobal gets over 500, I don't need him to say anything
about hip-hop. Yeah, Cristobal got a long way to go.
Ever.
Cristobal got a long way to go, man.
Ever, like, stop it. Hey, Lef, you know something that happened? I just felt like I needed to show you. Because, you know, sometimes I love, like, Red said some things that we've been saying, especially about the quarterback situation. I love when other people say it.
That's right. People
call, they want to call us haters. So I guess a player
from Notre Dame. They definitely call us haters because we tell the
truth. I guess he's a hater, too, since he showed love to Steve Angeli. You know, fine. But Angel Reese, you know, baby girl, the more time you spend in Chicago, the more I'm starting to like you a little bit more. Now, wait a minute. Angel Reese, ladies and gentlemen.
My new food. I already had the pizza, so the pizza's good. Harold's Chicken is busting. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, Harold's Chicken in Baltimore, we got hip-hop chicken. Harold's Chicken here. We have Blue Store and BR, so I'm just trying to see out which one is the best one, but I'm always gonna go to Baltimore. Out. But the chicken here is fire.
The lies you tell. No, I said Uncle Remus. I said Uncle Remus is not good. The lies you tell. First of all, don't come on this show selling lies like that and telling lies like that.
You said Harold's is like the bottom tier. You got other spots that are way better.
I do because I'm from the South Side.
So we can't promote.
I never said it was bottom tier. She's from the outside. You introduce outside people to a Harold. Because they need a pass to go to the hood spot.
Okay. They need a pass to go.
Yeah. Angel Reese just can't walk up in the hood on the South Side.
Yeah. Well, she's number one pick.
No, she can't do that. No, she can't do that. No. I guarantee you she went to Harold's downtown. She didn't hit up Harold's on the South Side. I guarantee you that.
Justin Fields went down there. They said Caleb going next. Right to the South Side.
Hey man, look. At least Justin Fields will show up and see Caleb had some work to do. Right? Either he's gonna win games, because see, Justin had the streets. You can say what you want to say. Justin will pull up at the gas station.
Yeah.
Justin had the streets. Yeah, Justin had the locker room in the streets.
Yeah.
People just think Caleb's gonna come in and automatically lead a championship run. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you, Angel Reese. I love you because you're a truth teller. I respect you. You're a truth teller. I'm pulling for you in the sky to make the playoffs in your first year. Man, look here. She said it's busting. You heard what she said. You heard what she said. Look, she said Harold's was busting.
She said,
you know what that means. That's right. Tomorrow, guys, don't be late. Tomorrow, I have an appointment, love, so we're going to start at 10:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
10:30 tomorrow. But we're going to start. Tomorrow, there are five receivers left on the board for Notre Dame in the 25 class. Mm-hmm. And our brother, DJ Prosize, is going to join the show. He has the film left. He's been breaking down the film of these five guys. And he's going to give us the combination of the three guys he wants out of the five. He's going to break it down for us, Lev. And then we're going to talk about some more things that he saw in the blue and gold game. And he was present at the pro day as well. So we're going to talk about that.
Journalistic
credentials. Yeah. Our guy CJ Prosize joins us tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. It's off season. We're about to get in our bag, baby.
That's right.
Oh, dog, we're about to give you guest after guest after guest after guest, because that's what we do. We spin it different. We spin it different right here on the Lucky Lefty podcast. Lef, you gave your excuses earlier. Any other reasons you would like to give for why the Lakers and LeBron James are at the crib before we get out of here? I mean, you know, I have to give you your time, Lef. I have to give you your time.
LeBron will be back year 22.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it, man. And he's going to have Bronny on his side. They're going to carry themselves to the championship. First family on the same team to win a championship, son championship.
And shout out to my man, a fan of the show, Josh Poupard, our guy Josh Poupard, who's a fan of the show. He was in Chicago this weekend for Comic-Con. Hit me up and said, SD, I'm staying in the hotel across the street from McCormick Place. I need a pizza spot for me and my kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, perfect. He was like, I need a spot that delivers. I said, I got you. Got you.
That's right. Yeah.
Gave him a spot. Fire. 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 I make it out to LA next Tuesday, Lef. Already got every day is lined up. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every day. Lined up. Lined up, Lef. I got it lined up already. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. We're going to make some content on that. SD takes over LA.
Oh, I'm shooting from every restaurant. I'm shooting from every restaurant. Follow your boy on Instagram and Twitter. SD to Mike.
Might be on Patreon. About to be might be on Patreon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Don't forget the last 2-for-1 tomorrow night. Last 2-for-1. You get LL and you also get Three's Company. So you'll get DJ Prosize in the morning, Three's Company in the evening with our guy Ken Gibbs.
Cooking with Grease. Cooking with Grease. Keep,
that's that. Go over there. Patreon.com/LuckyLefty Network. Tap in. The content is coming, baby. It's coming. Had a little stumbling blocks, some things happening in our personal lives, but yo, God is still good.
Grace always
is still upon us. Oh, yeah, Lef. You already know what time it is.
Petticoat. Petticoat. Petticoat Junction.
It's time to get petty.
Well, we did a good job executing.
Are you upset with something?
And fire up the Petticoat Junction train.
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
What is today's petty history? Petty Junction.
Petty Junction, petty story of the day brought to you by Nora Whiskey at norawhiskey.com. The premium American whiskey at norawhiskey.com. Well, heck, I guess we got to throw Kendrick Lamar on Petty Train just for the first minute of the song. You're mad petty. And the overall theme of the song, from what I hear, you super petty.
Yeah.
Super petty.
Yeah.
Super petty. Jamal Murray.
It's a playoff euphoria, right?
Yes. Jamal Murray, you are super petty, bro. First of all, you didn't have to. Yeah. You were super petty. The two game winners in a series, that's petty, bro. You didn't have to. You didn't have to do Austin Reeves like
that. They're the same shot.
You didn't have to do AD like that.
AD came back, Austin Reeves.
And like the shot last night just looked so easy. It was kind of like he's playing in his backyard. Like,
yeah, it's like, oh man, play some defense. We need double team or something. But Austin Reeves makes some big shots down the stretch. I got he earned himself a spot back on the team next year.
I mean, you know, cheap Alex Caruso. That's all he is. A cheaper version of Alex Caruso.
First of all, Alex Caruso ain't got the confidence of a Austin Reeves.
The lies you tell. You must not watch him in Chicago. Yeah, you don't watch him.
Man, Austin Reeves was hitting that clutch three to go back 99, and he was hitting
Better than Alex Caruso, but he can't defend better than Alex Caruso. He definitely can't defend better than Alex Caruso.
No, he can't, but that's not his job. That's the problem. We need a guard that can defend.
As soon as I saw him on Jamal Murray, I was like, oh, this barbecue chicken. And you know what's so disrespectful about the Denver Nuggets, bro? In those situations, they don't even start to play until it's like 7 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Almost like they, we know we're about to get whatever we want. Don't even worry about it. It's like Joker waves everybody to the other side of the floor. Yeah. And it's like, dude, wait.
Easy, high pick and roll.
Yeah, now let's go. Pick and roll, we get whatever we want.
It's really like that.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah, that's how they,
So disrespectful. Hey, man, Anthony Edwards, man, the whole, who was that, the Triple H?
Yeah,
the
Triple H. Hey, yeah, let him know.
Man. They
need that. The NBA needs that. Kevin Durant not going to do it.
Can I tell you what this series is? Can I tell you what this series is? I think I'm giving away. Now, I could be weak like other people and say, well, if Jamal Murray's healthy, I'm not going to do that. He has 5 days off. Hey, it is what it is.
He got no time.
Yeah, if you're on the court, you're on the court. I will say this. I think Ant-Man is a year away. This reminds me of Michael Jordan climbing to the top, but he had to get over the Pistons. And it took him a couple of times.
Yeah, this is
you know like what I'm saying? This is like the Pistons. Denver is like the Pistons to Ant. Ant is going to be that dude. We already know.
Yeah, he's going to have a good deal.
Ant is the dude. Wembanyama is coming. But Ant, let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very similar. I'm telling you, we're watching the emergence that's very similar to Michael Jordan. Because Michael Jordan won and then hit the Olympics and then just went crazy. His brand just went crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, watch Anthony Edwards in Paris, boy. Ant might take the Olympics by storm this year. Yeah. He just might take the Olympics by storm. But the Denver Nuggets, I think the Denver Nuggets get two, like the Pistons got. I think they get two. And then Ant, I think it's his time to take over the West.
That'd be great. I mean, the West is pretty stacked because you got your boy Victor Wembanyama over there going to come up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, but his supporting cast is boo-boo right now. His supporting cast is boo-boo. It's important. I don't know if they get anybody else to help. But right now, San Antonio might be 2-3 years away from like playoffs, year or two.
Well, they might get that Alex Scar kid. Yeah, another
the one. Other French kid.
The other French kid. Because they're gonna be in the lottery.
I think it's going to be an SGA Ant battle. Moving forward.
SGA, he gotta show me again. Because he kind of popped on the scene after one.
Yeah, I
repeat the success. Because Chet's a good player. Jalen Williams a good player.
Ant has to change shoes, though, bro. I know he wanted to do his own independent thing, and he didn't want to take the usual route. And
this should have been nice, though.
Yeah, but somebody got to jump in his ear like, bro, what you about to be, you got to get with that swoosh, bro.
Adidas got fired commercials too for him.
Is that who he's with? Adidas?
The AE1. Some say I'm a quarterback. I'm not a quarterback.
I don't know. I just got a feeling left. If Mike walks in the room and says, "And I'm ready to take you to that next level, boy."
Hey, I need to count some of them AE1s. Kobe's with Adidas in the beginning.
and switched to Nike when he was ready to pop. I think Ant is going to be in the same trajectory, bro. It's undeniable, man. If you want to get there, it's only one brand.
Nike, yeah.
Man, it's only one brand.
He already got the Sprite commercial like Bron.
Facts.
That's just one step. That's one drop in the bucket.
He was extremely disrespectful to KD, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
But KD so let it roll off his shoulders like a rock or something. He's doing too much for me.
KD's doing too much for you?
Yeah, he's not giving me enough pushback, man. He's just so, yeah, it's okay. It's all basketball. It's cool. I'm going to just be back.
I said KD doesn't care. KD went to Golden State to silence the cats that said he couldn't.
Oh, to get all the winning in.
So, man. Yeah, so once he got the winning in, KD wants to be a Renaissance man. You'll see that dude over in Paris at the Olympics touring, taking pictures. Yeah, that's KD. KD's not like that.
KD want to enjoy life and all that.
Yeah, KD's built different, man. He's just built different. He doesn't really care about the things that we think. Players like Anthony Edwards, Kobe, LeBron to an extent, like, those are the players that we love because we want guys that
love
to win, that love the game. Absolutely. Kevin Durant's never been that dude. Look, Kyrie's never been that dude.
Whoa.
Kyrie's
not that dude.
No, Kyrie's a nerd.
He left LA.
Kyrie has told us he could live without Ball, bro.
Okay, he's doing all
he's
that.
He's told Kyrie.
Some of them dudes just be out there talking on the mic, man. You're not debatably the most skilled player of all time talking about you don't need basketball.
I don't think Luka's that dude.
No, I don't either.
I don't. I think Luka's just cold. I think Luka's cold. Really cold. Luka don't love the game like that.
No.
He doesn't. And that's why Ant Edwards is going to pass him up.
Hell, Joker don't love the game like that. Joker just
throws out. No, I think.
He don't love the game like an American would love the game.
That's the thing. He didn't grow up in the culture. But Joker's a dog.
He can't count. Like,
I think he loves the game as far as wanting to get better. Because you can't become the player he's become if you're not willing to put in the work. Like, he loves the game as far as putting in the work. There's no athleticism
in his game. It's just touching.
That's what makes 30 and 20 that crazy. That's what makes it crazy.
But he's also a big 7-footer. He's just in the paint, just big body. Like, Anthony Davis too small, LeBron too short. And he just, him and Aaron Gordon just stick their hand. It just make it tough.
Like, right now, Rudy Gobert is like, what, 7'3"? 7'2"?
Jokic is just too.
No. But neither one of us don't think he's about to eat up Rudy Gobert. No athleticism. Rudy's 7+. Jokic is about to give him the business. He's about to give him the business.
And Gordon is just always hanging baseline. And he just built. So it's like, then they always kick it out to MPJ, and he just, oh gosh, like, he don't miss.
Bro.
It's just going to be tough.
Aaron Gordon grabs every clutch rebound. Everything. Steer. It's crazy, bro.
Everything that Jokic doesn't get, Aaron Gordon gets and kicks it out. It's just a... LeBron can't get you 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 30 points.
Now, we're going to get out of here, dude, because we got so much we're going to get into with CJ tomorrow. But the Denver Nuggets, bro, we said they have four dogs in the starting lineup that do their own thing a different way. But every night you can pencil in what everybody's going to do.
That's what makes them
so dope. You can pencil in what Jamal's going to do. You can pencil in with, just put the stats in the book. Oh, Michael Porter Jr., 4-5-3,
19 points. 24, probably 3 or 5, 5.
Caldwell Pope, put him on the best play. He's going to defend, get you steals.
They have a really good constructed team.
very well constructed team. And so that's the thing we're waiting to see for Notre Dame this year. Who is going to be part of that group?
They kind of built that well-constructed team. Just big in the right places, and just all the way through, their whole team got people that can score and defend. So
I think this year's UConn team was better than the previous team. And that sounds crazy. That's that, bruh.
Because they had four that went to the league.
I tried to warn people all year, like, bro, this UConn squad. When I saw the draw and saw that Illinois was going to have to face them, I was like, well, that's it.
You was saying that. You said, oh, it's over when we play them.
Yeah, it's a wrap. No shot. They literally kept us from scoring for 53 actual minutes left. Think about that. Illinois didn't score a point for 53 actual minutes. It's embarrassing, Lev. It's embarrassing. And then I watched the best team in the Big Ten, the supposed best conference in all of college basketball. I watched the best team with the Wooden Award winner, Player of the Year, just get absolutely dominated. Wasn't even close. They kept it close for like the first 10 minutes. And after that, I've never saw Zach Edey breathing hard all year. Never.
Oh, after the never. Yeah, he was balling and then he got out of shape. And then UConn.
No. He wasn't out of shape. It's a different level, bro.
Oh, yeah, because they UConn was running. They were running.
They constantly. He couldn't rest.
No.
See, he couldn't rest. He didn't have somebody he could rest on.
No. Because they was down there on that drop coverage. They was on him.
And they were willing to wrestle that dude in the post. We're not about to double you.
No. They said, we'll just throw guys at you. We got 10 fouls between these two dudes. We're going to use them.
Yo, Notre Dame has an opportunity. I think this roster is really put together. Yeah. I really do, Lev.
Yeah.
I really do think the roster is well put together. Coaching staff is well put together. We'll see if they can put it all together on the football field starting in College Station in August. Thank you guys for joining us today. You guys were fantastic. Lit in the chat as always. Don't forget, subscribe, share, let everybody know Lucky Lefty Podcast, patreon.com/LuckyLeftyNetwork. Hit the thumbs up. We greatly appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow for a double dip of the Lucky Level Podcast, CJ Procise and his thoughts on the wide receivers. You heard Uncle Red said, man, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, you definitely see the difference in the coaching in the wide receiver room. I wanted him to get deep into it, but he flat out said it, Lev.
That's right.
And the difference shouldn't be seen like that. For it to be that stark immediately, that says a lot about what we pretty much say it was going on in the room, but
what we don't need to say about the previous.
No. See you tomorrow. Lucky Lefty Podcast. We spin it different.
The headlines remind us daily the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.